taste that can't be beat. We've got the best cuts of
music.
Best Cuts of Music,
Edition 23.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 23.
All right.
Yes, the synchronous episode. The episode that represents life looping in upon itself in 23 different directions. And also the number of flavors in Dr. Pepper.
More importantly.
Yes, more importantly.
You blew my mind earlier with that.
Yes. Oh, man. Do you know the way to San Jose?
Yes.
Whoa, okay. whoa.
Yeah.
It's one of the first songs I sampled.
Whoa.
You reversed it and it was like, whoa.
Basically sounded the same.
Yeah. And it was, do you know the way from San Jose?
Oh, right. There you go. That's joke.
Right.
Proud of yourself, aren't you?
You guys
should use that one.
Yeah.
I've been away so long.
Yeah,
it's a good song.
It is. Or, is that Burt Bacharach?
Damn it now. What is that? San Francisco. Something's always happening there. I loved it.
Oh, yeah.
Lots
yeah.
of hills there, and it's crazy. Do you know that song?
Yeah.
San Francisco.
Your pearly gates. Yeah.
San
that.
Diego.
Yeah, right.
How do you know that song?
Man, this is embarrassing. One of my favorite movies as a child was Clifford. I don't know if I've ever seen that with Steve Martin.
Yeah.
Where he sings that song when he accidentally sends Charles Grodin's character on the train to San Francisco without him.
Man, remember when Charles Grodin was funny?
No.
He was on that movie Foul Play with Chevy Chase. That was awesome. They even did a sequel.
Did a sequel?
Yeah, there
was
a sequel.
It Seems Like Old Times with Chevy Chase and Goldie Hawn. And that's one of my favorite fucking movies. And the soundtrack is fucking dope, and they don't have it out anywhere. The guy who wrote the score also did the score to The Sting, which actually is George Gershwin. But
yeah. No, it's not.
It's not?
No.
It's the same vibe, though, isn't it? Is that what
yeah,
I'm thinking?
Yeah, same vibe, but it's that guy who does it. He's the king of ragtime. Scott Joplin.
Oh, right. But yeah. The guy who did the score, not the main... Yeah. The guy who did the score, but not the main songs, did the soundtrack, it seems like Old Times, which is a good Charles Grodin movie.
Yes.
Ah, what are you doing? Like, he's a good complainer, Charles Grodin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He's so frustrated.
Yeah, he always is. Kind of very tense.
Something tells me he did lots of cocaine in the 70s. Charles Grodin.
CNN. He
yeah,
was on CNN.
He was. He had a talk show for a little while. He seems to just be creatively pent up and frustrated.
Yeah.
He can't go anywhere with it.
Definitely.
Oh.
Judge Reinhold.
Judge Reinhold, where are you now? Come back.
Vice versa.
Vice versa too. Vice Man. Versa, vice versa. Mm-hmm.
But he likes music. That's a quote.
That's the best sample ever. But he likes music.
That's a yeah.
Everybody,
he's the
that.
Kid. Yeah. I've heard it. Yeah. Actually, we had on one of our shows that sample was on a song on our show.
That's right.
And it was him when he was a kid.
Fred Savage.
Fred Savage.
Yeah.
He was also in Wizard. The Wizard. The Wizard.
And that was also the debut of Super Mario Brothers 3.
Sure.
Yes.
Of course, there's a
True Dat.
Can't forget Little Monsters.
Little Monsters. Howie Mandel. I love that movie.
That show made me want to throw up on someone.
Well, that was the point. Monsters throw up on people, and they pick their boogers, and they stick their fingers.
I
in
never
their ears.
Got into that as a kid. I never was like, "Hey, boogers are gross." Ha! I'm a kid. It's funny.
You're right.
I was always like, "That's so immature."
As you stood in your cold, steely room and blew your nose into a napkin and put it in a hermetic device and stuck it in a pneumatic tube and shipped it off to the place where they did those things for you. I will have none of that, thank you.
That was a big.
I'm about to break wind. Will somebody get the sucking machine?
Yeah, that skit in the last skit in Creepshow Part 1 really affected me.
That did to you.
The roaches.
That movie is the reason why I went to bed listening to music for the rest of my life. Well, up until recently. Yeah.
Because it creeped you out?
It did. And my parents also thought it'd be awesome to get me the movie poster with that skeleton and the. Yeah.
The third one is dead to me. I didn't even know it existed, actually. That's how dead it is.
I did like the skit with the monster.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
I beat you! You idiot. I saw that one coming a mile away. What a fucking dumbass.
Yep.
Should have said that from the road.
Right.
100 feet away.
Exactly.
Right.
Or driving home. I beat him.
He also should have never felt that chick while she was sleeping.
Actually, I think that's fine. Because
that's an 80s movie.
As a child, it was another movie I got to put on the list of movies with titties.
Boobs.
Which also includes
Deep Throat.
Up the Creek. Deep Throat, yeah?
Yeah.
Bubbles! Millions of bubbles!
The Green Door. There's lots of
Yeah. Debbie Does Dallas Part 2.
Sure.
The cowboy version.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that they're not in Dallas?
Surprise. They're in Debbie, so. Boom.
Yes.
Jokes.
Jokes. Ha.
Who's the jokes?
Who's the jokes? I'm the jokes. You're the jokes. We're all the jokes.
Wouldn't you like to be a joke, too?
That's right. 23. Son of a bitch.
Yes.
He didn't go to 7 years of medical school just to be called Mr. Pepper. All right, tracks. Up at the top.
Umas and Outras.
With No Nepal Tudo e Barato.
One of my favorite jams off one of my favorite albums is of 2008. Did that come out?
72.
Exactly. So I'm super on top of this stuff.
Right? You're more on top of it than some people, because some people haven't heard it. And as our jobs as ambassadors of music, we bring these tunes to people.
It is one of the best albums.
Ever.
Period. Marcus Valle wrote some of the tunes on it. Luke Vibert's a big fan of him. Good stuff.
Influences.
Boom.
Track 2, Sub Dub, Dawa Zengpo. That was an excellent
mini poops.
Ilbient track from 1995 off of the Jungle Sky compilation. This is Home Entertainment.
It's from 1995.
Track 3,
Caspa.
Yeah, and that's not a speech impediment.
No, ER. That's right. You did it again, Sam.
That's right.
Boom.
With Victoria's Secret featuring
D1.
D1. And then after that was T-Power.
Silver.
With Silver.
We were just talking about T-Power. Mutant Jazz.
94,
one of the best
95.
Fucking yeah. Jungle tunes in the world.
In the history of ABBA was actually on the first Jungle Sky compilation.
Oh, right. Right, which incidentally, that second tune is
with,
on
with MK Ultra.
Right.
Which is the CIA program, MK Ultra, MK Delta, where they tested LSD on people in San Francisco during the 60s, and also tested on themselves. If you read the Illuminatus, it'll all become clear, man. Everything's interconnected. Acid, dwarves, Pabst Blue Ribbon, turkeys. Turntables, all T words, like
lamp.
T power. I gotta work up to 17 more T words. Thomas.
Turkeys and Thomas!
Thomas Power.
Thomas Power, yes. Jonathan Winters.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to
The Best
Cuts
of
Music.
Wizard. The Wizard. The Wizard.
The Wizard.
The Wizard. We'll be right back. in a gutter ska band called the Skanks.
I'm in a ska band that just can't seem to win called the Skants.
Scarpe diem.
Scarpe diem. Seize the ska. Ska covers of like Beach Boys songs. We have Ska Baran. Ska, 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 Baran.
That sounds fucking awful.
Yeah. No, like it's the little old ska band from Pasadena.
Little old ska band from Pasadena.
Oh, oh, oh.
That's good. It's good. It's like I was joking about maybe there might be a compilation of ska bands covering Loverboy tunes. But now that I say it, there probably is one.
At least one Loverboy tune.
Yeah.
But you know there's probably hundreds of bands that have Loverboy tunes in their repertoire that play ska music exclusively. And third wave ska at that.
Mm-hmm.
Like third wave distorted guitar, irritating voices ska. Mm-hmm. What is a Loverboy song?
Damn it. No, I forgot now. It's all like Hot Blooded, Check It and See. Right. I got a fever of 103. Come on, baby. Can you do more than dance?
Yeah, I can hear that.
Song is such
double time in my head right now.
Shit, that was so awful.
Hot blooded.
Oh god.
Whoa, yeah.
So asshole-y. It's just like, come on, baby. Do you do more than dance? Like, what the fuck? I'm hot-blooded over here. Do something. Jump on my jaw. Get over with. I'm lover boy. Damn it.
Coke-blooded.
Mm-hmm.
Cocaine reptiles.
Mm-hmm.
Lecherous.
From Pasadena.
Dip, 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 dip,
That's right.
Oh, oh, ska!
There is probably.
Oh, ska!
Oh, there probably is ska Beach Boys cover album.
How many ska kids does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
Four. One, two, screw it in, and three to pick it up, pick it up, pick it up.
Uh-huh. That's good.
That's it. It's a shitty ass.
That was scawful.
I actually thought it was scawsome.
Oh, God. That's scarageous. It's all too stupid. I was going to say, you could be in Scary Movie 1 or Scary Movie 2. The ska horror films that are just completely ridiculous. It'll have all the, you know, like the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones will be in it.
Yeah, that sounds
the specials will be in it.
Scary.
So silly. Made by the Zucker Brothers.
I saw an excellent Mark Mystery Lynch. Science Theater 3000
the
other day. And he gets in trouble and goes to trial and he accuses his parents. Anyways, it was actually a really good movie. I
often find I like most of their movies. I remember one of them I saw, it was Mitchell. It was a Mitchell movie. And I remember Leonard Maltin's really excellent book gave it 5 stars.
Why did he give it 5 stars?
He said amazing acting, amazing, you know, special effects, which he had none of. I don't even know if he saw the movie.
Is that the guy that...
He's got glasses, balding.
He died, a big
book that's like...
Leonard Maltin. You're talking about the guy that used to be on E.T.
Yeah.
With a beard and, look at me.
Yeah, he's completely ridiculous.
Ha!
Yeah.
He looks like he hangs out at Disney World all the time.
Yeah, he's almost always wrong about every movie.
Yeah. Lisa, I thought it was a fun movie.
Yes. Yeah. And some of the other critics will balk. Yeah.
It must be great to be him.
Get out, go, get your family, enjoy the evening.
Put your shoes and your socks and just go, okay? Just make it happen. Great, he really, I'm super pessimistic, but he kind of makes me really like movies that don't matter.
Sure.
And I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Leonard Maltin.
Thank you.
I'm going to go make a Leonard Maltin milkshake.
Sure.
Leonard Maltin milkshake. Off of Dinner and a Movie. They showed, it was a Greatest Hits E.T. special that they showed, and then they made Leonard Maltin milk shakes. So delicious.
I would like to form a Leonard Maltin ska tribute band called Leonard Skalton.
Right, that's a really good idea.
Yep. We just sing songs about Leonard Maltin's reviews in ska form.
You'd have a lot of material there.
I would. Sure. I mean, he makes big books.
So many people have bought his book. that they want to, they have a lot of copies. They have two copies and they want to give one of them away. So they rip the cover off and give the other one.
That's what always happens at Christmas time. It's like one person knows to get me one, but then everyone's not sure. And then you have like three copies.
Surely Sam doesn't have the seventh volume of Leonard Maltin's Guide to Great Movies I Like.
Which is silly because I order the limited edition press run 4,000 copy.
Golden Boss.
Golden Boss hardback that's signed by the man himself.
Nice.
With a nice lithograph photo on the inside.
That must have been thrilling. Do you have a mint copy?
Yes, they're all
mint. I have two near mint.
Hermetically sealed.
Wow.
In a special kind of humidor.
That's a good operation.
Yeah. Well, I love me some Leonard Maltin's movie guides.
I have the third volume, a variant cover. Embossed.
It's amazing. Does it have a
foil cover?
Hologram?
Hologram, yeah. Hologram.
Sweet. A 360 degree hologram that you stare down in it, and then you just see a little Leonard Maltin statue standing up inside.
Yeah, it's really odd. It looks actually like the limited edition pewter Leonard Maltin statuette that I got at the Cardin comic book shop.
I like pewter. They used to have such a lead appetite, but it made my body hurt. But since they came up with pewter, that's sweet, because now I can eat it all day long without the guilt.
The others just led you to disaster.
That's correct. Yeah, it was pretty sick. All right, let's see the tracks. That was a good bunch of...
Yeah, honey bunches of talking.
That's why they call it the best of the bunch. What do we have at the top there?
We had Bando Black Rio with Maria Fumaca. It's a seminal Brazilian soul tune. Really good stuff.
Yeah, it was pretty excellent. I liked it. I didn't realize the Seminoles were involved.
Seminoles!
Hardy hard. And then after that was La 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 by El Chicles, which is a Belgium funk band. Well, I have their greatest hits, and it's got a giant gemstone on the front, and it makes you think of Chicles looking at it.
Wait, it's one of those LPs that like sticks out. It's like doesn't fit inside the rest of the LPs.
Yeah, it's a big fake plastic gemstone on the front of it. It looks like candy, and you want to eat it because it looks like a ring pop, but you just don't do it.
That's inconsiderate.
No,
on several different levels.
I know it's tricking
on
you.
On their part,
it's like making a record out of a gummy bear material.
Right, false advertising.
Mm-hmm.
That's like making a hamburger that tastes like Jello. The fuck?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's not cool.
Maybe I'm just assuming and making ass out of you and me by assuming that it tastes like a hamburger just because it's a piece of Jello. But
I know.
That's, I don't know.
Dogs don't know it's not Jello.
Feed me a hamburger that tastes like Jello and you're going to open up the dark side of me. And the next one, Players Association. I like it.
I like it too. I like it a lot. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm liking it.
Snack into it.
Yeah. Slam into a Players Association. Ooh, yeah.
Those were the songs that we played.
Yeah, we played all three of those.
Those were good songs.
One after the other in the order that we said. We're listening to
the best cuts of music.
We'll be right back. there's nothing but change. I can, no you can't, I can, no you can't, you're not supposed to. I will, going against the grain.
Hi, special people.
Hello.
Right at the top there we had Birds of Prey by Architect. After that,
Ross G, Nothing But Change. He's got a new album out called Brother from Another Planet.
Wow. Does he have a follow-up to that, Sister from Another Universe?
No, he doesn't.
Okay. All right.
What we got coming up next?
Coming up next is Patchworks Presents Mr. Day with Happiness for All.
I love this. Excellent.
Happiness for all of you, dear listeners.
Happiness for all, and you have a happy happies.
Happy almost middle of the year.
Enjoy your happiness.
Mm-hmm. While it lasts. Because it'll be over once you're done listening to
the best cuts of music.
Thank you. Have a good night, everybody. You're listening to
the best cuts of music.